we're trying to balance up, Greg, the resources we have available with those roads that are perhaps busiest across the county, and critical, I suppose, to try and keep up as best as we can to keep the county flowing when we do get some bad weather or get ice and frost. So that's done in consultation with our elected members, and like I said, it has regard to, I suppose, the nature of the road and the resources available to us, I suppose. For ourselves to grit every road in the county would be a massive operation. Already we grit over 1,000 kilometres of road routinely every night. And we need about over 50 drivers to do that. We need 23, 24 trucks, an equal number of gritters and snowplows, etc., all that. So you can appreciate once you start to move that across the county to all every other road in the place, the operation just gets completely unmanageable for an organisation like Donegal County Council. So what we do is to try and concentrate our resources on the roads that we feel, and that in consultation with elected members, that need it most. And that's the gritting programme that we have in place.
And would you prioritise, say, for instance, and maybe it goes down to lobbying from local reps, but, you know, school routes and the main thoroughfares, that type of thing, is it?
Yeah, the school routes would generally not come into it because, in practice, Greg, there's a school in every road in the county. And whereas you might have a bus travelling along a particular route, you will also have, by extension, you'll have parents travelling to the school from all corners of the county. So to say you can prioritise school routes, difficult to know just in practice what that will mean. Mm-hmm. And so we don't do that. Now, from time to time, Greg, if there's a school close by one of our routes, and it's not a huge inconvenience, or we can accommodate it within our capacity of our gritter. On a bad morning, we might redeploy the gritters to perhaps go up to the school.
And how many times are roads gritted, generally speaking? Maybe there's not one size fits all, but I mean, obviously, the treatment will only last a certain amount of time. So are you looking at getting people home safe or people travelling overnight? Or is it a case of hitting the roads at 5 or 6 in the morning and concerning ourselves with commuters?
What we try to do, Greg, is when a road is on our gritting programme, okay. Myself, actually, I'm on duty this week. I'm the duty engineer, so I'm monitoring the weather forecast. So I'll get a weather forecast from Met Éireann that tells me what conditions are likely to be for the next probably 24 hours in the county for road surface temperatures. I'll also have regard to what sort of rainfall is predicted, and also I'll take a check in with maybe some other forecasting services as well, just to reassure myself that the forecast is robust. So at between 1 o'clock and 2:30 in the day, I'll get a forecast. Based on that forecast, then I'll decide whether or not I'm going to send gritters out. I'll decide where I'm going to send the gritters out. As you appreciate, a big county, and the west of the county, quite often the temperatures are up because we're along the sea, whereas in the east of the county, in around Stranraer, Balbuffet, Barnesmore Gap, etc., those are much colder spots, and the gritters might need to go out there, but not need to go out on the coast. So I'll decide where the gritters should go out, what time the gritters should go out. So we aim to have salt on the road, ideally just before the frost or ice is starting to form. That's when it's most effective. When you put the salt out too early, then you can get it broken up and dispersed by traffic. You can get it washed off by rain, and that leads to the salt being ineffective. So ideally what we try to do is get the salt on the road just before the frost is forming. Now, in the county here, we provide a winter gritting service up to midnight and from 6 a.m. in the morning until 8 o'clock. So what we aim to do is, up until midnight, if we can send a gritter out that will deal with any risk of frost or ice, that's what we do. And equally, if there's a risk of the following morning, we'll send gritters out at 6 o'clock the following morning.
And you do as much as you can to reduce the dangers, but the truth is, and we say it and it's said, and the council say it through their social media and through convos like this, that regardless of what routes are done and what routes are not done, on any given morning that the weather's very, very cold, we have to presume that there could be ice on any road that's treated or untreated. And I think, you know, Met Éireann put out the fact that there's a risk of ice on untreated roads. I think maybe that can be, considering is Met Éireann, a little bit misleading, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and we'll look, I suppose, for ourselves, I let Mid-Ireland speak for themselves, but for ourselves, you'll notice every time we put out a tweet to say we have gritters out tonight or we don't have gritters out, we will always put a note at the end of that tweet to say that motorists should not assume that any road is ice-free. And you can have a situation, Greg, where we'll have a gritter going through, spreading salt, and 10 minutes later, a shower of rain falls onto a freezing road surface. There might be plenty of salt on the road, but the salt doesn't get time to activate, and you will have freezing, you'll have a sheet of ice. That's the reality of the kind of conditions we're dealing with. In most normal circumstances, when you're dealing with frost, if we have the salt down on the road before the frost forms, then the risk of ice and frost forming is mitigated. It's reduced quite a bit, but it's not eliminated. And people need to remember that when you're driving along in your cars, and most cars these days have temperature gauges in them, when you're driving along and you see temperatures hovering around 1 or 2 degrees, you take your time and you expect that you may have patches of frost or ice, and you drive according to the conditions.
What is black ice? I mean, I often see this sort of like honest cold weather, you know, that you can see, you know, snow, we know what's there. When it's a hard frost and, you know, you see that silver glistening and all that, you kind of know it's there. But black ice is a nasty thing. And I noticed, like, in South Donegal earlier in the week, there was a ton of black ice, but the temperature was around about 3 degrees, and to all intents and purposes, it didn't feel like there should be. So do you have any insight into how black ice is formed and that side of things?
Black ice is essentially water that is lying on the road surface freezing. So when you get frost, Greg, what that is, it's dew that is falling onto a freezing surface. So you get little tiny little droplets. So you get that shimmering effect that you see. So you can see it, you can react to it, and you have a fair idea that it's there. When you're dealing with road surfaces that are wet, so you get a big shower of rain, and the road surface has a film of water on it, and then you get a freezing temperature. So, for instance, you could have a situation where you have clouded over, and cloud acts as an insulator and it'll keep the temperatures up in the roads. Whereas once that cloud cover clears, you could have a very, very quickly lose the temperature, and you can have a quick drop in temperature. The water on the road surface, lying in a sheet, will freeze, and it'll become almost invisible, and that's what black ice is.
Right. Now, in terms of our stocks for the winter, a couple of years ago we had a terrible spate of bad weather and there was pressures all round. We're up to where we need to be at, are we, in terms of our stocks for an average winter, which we hope we have?
Yeah, we I suppose, have a certain amount of stocks in the county. I think we have something like 10 to 12,000 tons of salt in storage in the county. And that's deployed, and there's a couple of strategic stores that we have centrally, and then there are operational salt barns all topped up. But in addition to that, as we use the salt going through the season, we will top that up from regional stores all over the country. The TII manage the distribution of salt, and they, I understand, have about 2 years worth of salt stored in the country, so that if we do hit a bad spell like we did back in 2010-2011, we will have enough salt stocks in the county or in the country, and then those salt stocks will get distributed across the country as and when we need. So we're happy in terms of salt stocks, no difficulty
okay.
there.
Okay. And finally, Brendan, is there a system in place? I know there were calls of it, but I can't just recall what happened on it or if there's anything official or formal there, whereby, you know, roads that are very prone to ice but aren't on the council's gritting list, that there can be, you know, some salt supplies left in those areas for use by the public. Does that happen, or maybe it's ad hoc or it's official or not happening at all? What's the story there?
We would, Greg, have certain roads where we know we don't provide a service and can't provide a service on them, but we do leave heaps of sand along the side of the road. And on our website, there's a layer there that will allow you to see where those grit heaps are along the side of the road.
All right.
So that information is there. Quite a bit of information on our website. It'll tell you where the gritters are out and where they're not. It'll break down the individual routes so that you'll know when you see a tweet going out to say that there's a gritter on Route 1, you'll know that that's the route from Bundoran up to Donegal Town and vice versa. So you get all that sort of information.